Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock station. Good morning, John Osterlund here with you. And New Orleans Mayor LaToya, or is it LaTweeta, or is it LaTaxta, or is it LaBully? Well, the mayor of New Orleans yesterday canceled pretty much everything that was set to be held this weekend in New Orleans, including the Irish Channel St. Patrick's Day Parade. And she canceled it because of the coronavirus. But there's a few people now in the city, three people in three different hospitals, that may or may not have the coronavirus. We're still not sure if they even have it yet. Yet she decided to pull the plug on everything that she possibly could this weekend, starting with Wednesday in the Square. That's the free concert every Wednesday here in the CBD in New Orleans. But boy, oh boy, canceling the Irish Channel St. Patrick's Day Parade is something else. And the story is now that the one thing she didn't cancel is the mayor's masquerade ball. And evidently she hasn't canceled that yet, because at least at that ball, people wear masks. And so maybe she's thinking that it won't spread as much there. But this woman officially pushed the panic button yesterday. And she showed us again, she is in so far over her head as mayor of New Orleans that it's staggering. Canceling these events. You know, yesterday morning, there were meetings, and the lieutenant governor, Billy Nungesser. Oh, Billy, 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 Billy. Oh, Billy, 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 Billy. Billy, Billy, Billy. By the way, the lieutenant governor's job, his main job is tourism. And he was not happy when he found out about this late yesterday afternoon. There were meetings yesterday morning, and this never even came up. And Lieutenant Governor Billy Nungesser, he says that he's very disappointed. He said, quote, "I'm disappointed. You know, being in the tourism industry, to learn about that through the news, we had all the tourism leaders from New Orleans in a meeting with the governor this morning." He said this yesterday. "There was no mention of that. And I think that just sends the wrong message." So LaTweeta pulled this out of her you-know-where yesterday afternoon. We're not the only city where major St. Patrick's Day Parade or pre-St. Patrick's Day Parade has been canceled. You know, in Ireland, where there's more coronavirus there than there is here, they canceled St. Patrick's Day, period. People are just going to have to stay in their homes, maybe go to the local pubs to get drunk. I know in Boston, which had the very first St. Patrick's Day parade, long before we were even a country, they canceled their St. Patrick's Day parade.
I didn't even know to say Dublin actually celebrates it. I thought Dublin was more like, it's more of a day to them. It's not as, we don't, like, we in America celebrate it much more than they actually do.
Oh, no, it's a big day in Dublin. Okay. They all go to church.
Ah, I see. All right.
And then they get hammered.
Then they go to hell. They go, all right.
So, but this is unprecedented, and it's something watching a few different mayors. I mean, the mayor of Austin, Texas, not only canceled South by Southwest, that's their big music festival, that brought in $350 million last year. So businesses are going to be hurting in Austin, Texas. So the day after the mayor of Austin, Texas canceled South by Southwest, he then took to social media to tell all the Austin residents to go out to the restaurants, go have something to eat, go to the bars, have something to drink, go support local music. And people are hammering him. He said, you just stopped so many people from doing that, and now you're telling people because of, what, coronavirus? And now you're telling people who live here to go out and spend money and go bump into people and go into the public. What an idiot. More on our mayor, again, pushing the panic button. This is crazy. And if you think it's going to end here, this could be the end of French Quarter Fest this year, Jazz Fest this year, the New Orleans Pelicans basketball games. They may say no more. You can't go in there. The NCAA Women's Final Four is coming here to the Superdome. They may say you have to play that in front of an empty Superdome. This could be just scratching the surface. But she officially pushed the panic button. And if you want to text us, if you agree with what she did, I'd like to hear from you. But isn't it something? How she won't pay her federal income taxes for 8 out of the last 9 years. She won't get those two dead bodies out of the rubble, the pile of rubble on Canal Street after 5 months. But in the flick of a switch, in the snap of a finger, she'll cancel everything that's great about St. Patrick's Day in and around New Orleans like that.
I have to use my own mic cover now. We all have our own individual mic covers that we have to use. That's our little contingency plan for the coronavirus.
It's the John Osterlin Morning Show. Coming up next, we'll look at today in history. We call the segment Why Today Doesn't Suck. Suck is next on Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock station.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock station. Good morning. It's the John Osterlund Morning Show, New Orleans' live and local morning radio show. And it's time for us to look at today in history And we call the segment...
Why Today Doesn't Suck.
March 11th.
Why Today Doesn't Suck.
It was today in 1989, a television show made its debut. And by the way, that television show is still on. Do you have any guesses which television show hit the airwaves today back in 1989? And here we are, what, 31 years later, and it's still on?
The Simpsons.
No, good guess. How about Cops?
The original reality show.
Many people call Cops the original reality show. When you ask people what is the original reality television show, a lot of people say The Real World on MTV. But Cops was on before that. It's still an entertaining show.
It's being overshadowed by this new one called Live PD.
Yep, Live PD has been on for the last few years. But Cops made its television debut today in 1989. March 11th.
Why Today Doesn't Suck.
It was today in 1997. Paul McCartney was knighted, officially knighted by Queen Elizabeth II over there at Buckingham Palace. So yesterday in 1997 and before that, he wasn't Sir Paul McCartney. But as of today in 1997... he is Sir Paul McCartney.
That makes me wonder, if they have an issue with draft, do all the knights that they served have to go to war if something was to happen? Like, all the knights, you know, the queen needs you, and like Elton John and Paul McCartney have to come in and put their armor on.
I don't see Elton John and Paul McCartney fighting in a war, Coleman. March 11th.
Why Today Doesn't Suck.
It was today in 1992. Eric Clapton,
slow hand,
he recorded his MTV Unplugged. And a year later, in 1993 today, that was the number one album in the country. And that went on to become one of his biggest selling albums. That was a very successful MTV Unplugged, the Eric Clapton Unplugged. He did that today in 1992. And finally, March 11th.
Why Today Doesn't Suck.
It was today in 1974, an insurance company paid out $112,000 on Janis Joplin's life insurance policy following her drug overdose 4 years earlier in 1970. Who got the $112,000? Her manager, Albert Grossman. I guess he had a feeling. He knew that woman loved the party. And so he took out a life insurance policy on her. And it took a few years, because the life insurance policy said it was suicide. And when you kill yourself, there's no life insurance money that goes out. But it went through the courts, and they said, no, she didn't kill herself. I mean, even though she was doing drugs, she didn't want to kill herself. And so her manager ends up getting $112,000 because she died. And that happened today, March 11th in 1974. And that's our segment that we call...
Why Today Doesn't Suck.
All right, coming up on the show, New Orleans mayor does it again. Our tax cheat of a mayor, Letaxta Cantrell. She decided to cancel all of the St. Patrick's Day festivities in the city of New Orleans this weekend, including the massive Irish Channel St. Patrick's Parade. Boy, but she still won't pay her federal income taxes. Well, more on that coming up. She definitely pushed the panic button here on Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock station. Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock station. According to a new report, 40% of Mexicans live in poverty. In that same report, 35% of Mexicans live in the United States. Hey, Sunday, the Bayou crew is going to be hanging out at Fat Boys Pizza in Metairie this Sunday for the St. Patrick's Day Metairie Road Parade. Now, that one's still on, right? Our mayor of New Orleans, Letaxta Cantrell, she can't cancel the Metairie Parade, can she?
No, that's Jefferson Parish.
All right, cool. So we're all going to be out there on Sunday. If you're going, to the St. Patrick's Day Metairie Road Parade. Fat Boys Pizza, it's a great place to hang out and watch the parade. They've got your $20 pizza drink pass. 20 bucks gets you a giant Fat Boy slice of pizza, a large soft drink, and a bathroom for the whole parade.
That's what the P stands for. I was trying to figure it out.
Yeah, it's the P Pizza Drink Pass. So join the Bayou crew and catch some cabbage with us for St. Patrick's Day. That's on Sunday. Again, details are on our website at Bayou957.com. Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock station. Good morning, John Osterlund here with you. And it's some morning because yesterday, the mayor of New Orleans, Letaxta Cantrell, or is it Latweeta Cantrell, or is it LaBully Cantrell?
Or is it LaToilet?
Yeah, some people are calling her LaToilet Cantrell, old LaToya Cantrell. People aren't happy with her this morning. As yesterday, she had a press conference late in the afternoon. And boy, she canceled one of the most favorite New Orleans traditions ever.
This weekend events, we're making the call, I've done that, to cancel all of them. There are three independent cases, and they're at three different hospitals in the city, which has caused us just to raise the alarm just a little bit.
She's talking about three people who may or may not have coronavirus.
Update, one of them did test positive, just one.
So we know for a fact
one person. Yeah.
One person in New Orleans has coronavirus.
Right, the other two are still preemptive.
And so because of that, channel St. Patrick's Day Parade canceled. That was supposed to be on Saturday, one of my favorite events every year. That's in the Irish Channel neighborhood, and I remember going to that a few different years, and the people that live in that neighborhood, there's so many people that go and enjoy it over there, over by Parasols and Tracy's, those bars. People that live in that neighborhood, they just leave their doors open. I remember with friends just walking into strangers' houses, grabbing a beer out of the keg and just partying with people. It was one of those types of New Orleans experience. But the Irish Channel St. Patrick's Day Parade for Saturday is canceled. The Downtown Irish St. Patrick's Day Parade is canceled. The Italian American Parade is canceled. Madonna Mia. The Uptown Super Sunday Mardi Gras Indian event canceled. The Single Men's Social Aid and Pleasure Club Second Line is canceled. She even canceled Wednesday at the Square. We get those concerts going at Lafayette Square Park here in New Orleans. And this is all because one person definitely has the coronavirus, and there might be two others here in New Orleans that have it. You know what she should have said? She should have said, if you're concerned about the coronavirus, either don't go or wear a mask.
Speaking of masks, which the one event that she didn't cancel?
The Mayor's Masquerade Ball.
That's the only one that's still going.
That's the only one that's still on for this weekend. Hey, Letaxta, what gives with that? You know, our Lieutenant Governor, Billy Nungesser, his job, when you're the Lieutenant Governor, your main job is tourism. And he was not happy about this. As a matter of fact, yesterday they had meetings in the morning, and this all came as a surprise to them in the afternoon when Letaxta decided to cancel all of the weekend's events. Billy Nungesser, the Lieutenant Governor, said, quote, I'm disappointed. You know, being in the tourism industry, to learn about that through the news. So nobody called the man who's in charge of tourism, the Lieutenant Governor here in Louisiana. Nobody from Letaxta's crew called him. He found out about it through the news. He said, Billy Nungesser said, quote, we all had the tourism leaders from New Orleans in a meeting with the governor this morning. This is yesterday. There was no mention of that. And I think that just sends the wrong message. Of course she's sending the wrong message.
She didn't even send the message. That's the message that was sent wrong.
Well, to us, she sent the wrong message.
Yeah.
In the news. She pushed the panic button. That's what she did. Again, here's our mayor. She will not pay her federal income taxes. 8 out of the last 9 years. You tried. And the only year she paid out of those was the year she ran for mayor because she knew she had to. So she won't pay her federal income taxes. She won't remove those two dead bodies from the pile of rubble on Canal Street, one of the busiest thoroughfares in our city. She won't remove those two bodies from that pile of rubble, the partial Hard Rock Hotel collapse. In 5 months, those dead bodies have been sitting on the busiest street in New Orleans, Canal Street, for 5 months. But she will cancel the Irish Channel St. Patrick's Day Parade and all of the other weekend festivities in New Orleans in a heartbeat.
John, think about it. The more we talk about coronavirus, the less we talk about her taxes and the Hard Rock collapse.
When she opened her mouth about the coronavirus to cancel everything yesterday, I said, pay your taxes, woman!
A part of me feels like she wants the attention to be on this coronavirus scare so it could be a less spotlight on her personal affairs. Well, it's not personal, but...
Well, she pushed the panic button here yesterday, and she shows us again she is in so far over her head as mayor of New Orleans. It's staggering. Hey, coming up in a few, we've got our new segment. It's called West Bank Wednesday, and this is a doozy this morning. Hang out with us on the John Osterlin Morning Show here on Bayou 95.7, New Orleans classic rock station. Bayou 95.7, New Orleans only classic rock station. So the coronavirus hysteria is mounting. As a matter of fact, on Friday in New York City, there was supposed to be a big coronavirus conference, but it's been canceled because of the coronavirus. No, that's true. There was a foreign policy think tank was supposed to have a big coronavirus this Friday in New York City, but because of the coronavirus, it was canceled. Have you seen, you know what the claw machines are? You see them sometimes in restaurant lobbies. You know, the kids, you put a dollar or a few quarters in, mm-hmm. and the kids can try to grab a toy with the claw. And many of these claw machines, the toys have been replaced with hand sanitizer and toilet paper. that can't be as fun for the kids.
Dude, there was a meme maybe that was popular 3 months ago that said, a lot of these meetings could have just been emails. Well, there's a meme now that said, now we're really about to see how many of these meetings could really be emails.
We're seeing that with corporations all over the country
they're doing
saying
conference calls.
Instead of going to meetings, Coleman, just sit, whether it's at your house or in your office or wherever, and do the meeting via the computer.
Yeah, FaceTime, webcams, all
yeah.
that.
That's maybe one thing that's not a negative about the coronavirus. And I want to hear from you. Text us if you agree with our mayor, Latax de Cantrell, canceling all of this weekend's St. Patrick's Day festivities, except for her, the mayor's masquerade ball. Maybe she didn't cancel that because, well, it's hers and people are wearing masks. I want you to text us if you agree with her canceling the Irish Channel St. Patrick's Day parade on Saturday. I think she pushed the panic button. Text us though if you agree. I want to hear from you. Because I know the majority of people do not agree with her. Our text number is 504-260-9595. Keep them short and sweet, and please do not text while you're driving. Coming up next, it's our new Wednesday feature. It's called West Bank Wednesday, and this is a doozy. That's next here on the John Osterlin Morning Show, New Orleans, live and local morning radio show, here on Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock station.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the US. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Bayou 95.7, New Orleans only classic rock station. Good morning. John Osterlund here with you. And we have a new segment on the show that we just started last week, since today's Wednesday. It's called West Bank Wednesday. The Wild Wild West. Because so much crazy stuff happens over there that we decided to give it its own segment and its own day. Wild Wild West. Today's West Bank Wednesday story. Guard at Jefferson Parish Jail arrested, charged with performing sex act with inmate. He's a 21-year-old guy from Harvey named Sean Hayes, and he was booked over the weekend with sexual malfeasance in prison. Said that he gave oral sex to one of the inmates. The sheriff's office did not identify the inmate involved, but said that this man, this prison guard, was assigned to watch the man's housing pod at the time. And he lost his job because he did oral sex with one of the inmates. Boy, when it comes to that job, he really blew it, didn't he?
You know, you try to find good employees, you try hard, we're understaffed, whatever, and then you find out these people suck at their jobs.
Yeah, go figure. 21-year-old Sean Hayes of Harvey was booked, again, with sexual malfeasance in prison. He had just started working there in January.
February, March.
So he'd only been there not even 3 full months, and he gets arrested for doing oral sex with one of the inmates. He gets arrested for acting like one of the inmates. I mean, talk about blowing a job. Jeez.
Well, the good news is that they lock him up. Hopefully this guy could be his cell buddy.
He was working a shift last Thursday at the jail when the incident occurred. And he confessed to the act.
So he admitted that he did it.
I wonder if that's one of the reasons why he got the job. Hey, I get the job over here at the jail in Gretna, and now I'm one of the guys working here.
Penis.
I'm one of the guards at the jail in Gretna, and boy, let me get going here.
Yeah.
I'll tell you, that's why we have a segment now called West Bank Wednesday, because there's seemingly always something nuts going on over there. All right, and next Wednesday at this time, we will have another West Bank Wednesday story for you.
don't know if I'm looking forward to it after this one. We're not looking good, guys. We got to do better than this.
All right, coming up on the show, we more reaction from our mayor, LaTax de Cantrell. She won't pay her income taxes, and she won't get those two dead bodies out of that pile of rubble for 5 months now on Canal Street. Yet in the snap of a finger, in the blink of an eye, she will cancel all of the St. Patrick's Day weekend festivities here in New Orleans, except for her own Mayor's Masquerade Ball. Why is that? Because people are wearing masks to that? And they maybe are protected a little bit more than everybody else from the coronavirus? I think she hit the panic button. And I think it's wrong that she canceled the Irish Channel St. Patrick's Day Parade and all the other St. Paddy's Day events here in New Orleans. But if you agree with what she did, please text us. I got to be honest with you. This might be 100%. I can't find one person on social media or on text that agrees with what the mayor did.
Yeah, well, so far we haven't gotten any dissenting texts. It's all the same. Everybody agrees with us.
More on that coming up next here on Bayou 95.7, New Orleans only classic rock station. Bayou 95.7, New Orleans only classic rock station. Saw this headline. New Orleans landlord accused of renting only to skinny white girls, barred from tenant contact. Yeah, this 54-year-old guy named Jerry Kelly, he has over 100 apartments in buildings uptown, in homes, and he's been accused over the last several years of only renting apartments to young, skinny white girls. So when some heavy girls, women, some overweight people, and some men looked around and said, the only people who are living in this guy's apartments are young, skinny white girls. They ended up getting together with the Louisiana Fair Housing Action Center. And what they did was they would send testers to try to rent apartments. They would send overweight women, men, black women, and Jerry Kelly would always just say, no, 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 no. And then when they finally said, look around here, every tenant you have, and you have over 100 apartments uptown here in New Orleans, every tenant you have is a young, skinny white girl. He said, no, it's just in some of the buildings I like to keep it girls only. And that's why he said that he wasn't renting to some men.
So you mean to tell me there's an area in New Orleans that's condensed and nobody's in there except skinny white women? I might need that address.
Young, skinny white
all right,
women.
We got to figure out where this apartment complex is. Maybe take a visit, see what the area's like.
But you're not allowed to do that. So now this is going through a court of law, and a court just barred him, the guy who owns all of these apartments, from contact with the tenant. It has nothing to do with coronavirus, the reason why he can't contact them. It just has something to do with the fact that he only rents to young, skinny, white women. And they're trying to get some overweight people, some black women, some men. They're trying to get some different people. You know, diversity, many people say, Coleman, diversity is the key to life.
I can see that. But, you know, the libertarian in me says he should have the right to rent to whoever he feels like it.
You know? Yeah, but you can't, you know. I mean, look, I'm a libertarian, too. Well, that's the great thing about this show. You're black. I'm white. We've got diversity for you right here on the John Osterlin Morning Show.
And none of us could get the apartment. How about that?
Here on New Orleans only classic rock station. Bayou 95.7, New Orleans only classic rock station. Good morning. It's the John Osterlin Morning Show. And our mayor here, LaTax de Cantrell, she pushed the panic button yesterday and canceled all of the St. Patrick's Day festivities this upcoming weekend here in New Orleans. It totally sucks. No Irish Channel St. Patrick's Day Parade on Saturday. No downtown Irish St. Patrick's Day Parade. No Italian-American Parade. Madonna mia. No Uptown Super Sunday Mardi Gras Indian event. And she also canceled the Single Men's Social Aid and Pleasure Club, second line. She also canceled the Wednesday at the Square. Those are the live free concerts here right near the radio station in Lafayette Square Park. She pushed the panic button yesterday because there might be three people in the city of New Orleans who are all in hospitals.
Update, six.
There might be six people with coronavirus. There might be. So
does canceling events just stop people from going in the same generic area that the events were going to be held? Okay, the parade is canceled, but can people still just go to the streets?
Of course.
All right, well, yeah.
You know, the bars in the Irish Channel, you know, Tracy's and Parasols and other bars around there, they're still going to be packed this weekend. You know, in 8 out of the last 9 years, our mayor of New Orleans, Letaxa Cantrell, has not paid her federal income taxes. The only year she paid it is the year that she ran for mayor because she knew she had to. It's been 5 months since that partial hotel collapse on the busiest street in New Orleans, Canal Street, and there are still 2 dead bodies in that pile of rubble on Canal Street.
We have a great text.
Pay your taxes, woman! I have to! Get those 2 poor bodies, get those 2 souls out of the rubble. It's been 5 months. Oh, can't do any of those things, but boy, I'll snap my fingers and blink my eyes, and I'll cancel all of the St. Patrick's Day weekend festivities here in New Orleans. And we asked for text if there's anybody out there that agrees with what she did. I can't find anybody on social media that agrees. Did anybody text Coleman agreeing with her doing this?
No, but we did get a great text. You know, since the parades are canceled, people are trying to figure out what to do with all that cabbage. Well, they could throw it out wherever this ball is going to happen with the surgical mask ball that she's having. Take the cabbage, go to wherever this ball is located at, and just...
Hey, I'm glad you brought that up. Because the one thing she didn't cancel is the mayor's masquerade ball. There is going to be a peaceful protest outside of that. That's this Saturday night at 7 o'clock. It's at the Hyatt Regency. That hotel is also known as the Nagin Inn. That's where Ray Nagin went when he was mayor during Hurricane Katrina and lost his mind. That's the Hyatt House, the Hyatt Regency, right next to the Superdome. It's on Loyola Avenue. That's where she's having the mayor's masquerade ball on Saturday night. So at 7 o'clock, if you want to be part of a peaceful protest of the mayor's masked ball, she's letting that go on. Meanwhile, she cancels everything else. Maybe she's letting that go on because it's a masquerade ball and people are wearing masks and it'll be tougher for them to get the coronavirus.
We might have one. Chris says he's on the fence because parades are open to the public, but the masquerade ball, they know who's coming in because it's vetted. So he says it's still narcissistic, but he's on the fence as far as...
Get off the fence, Chris, because even if it's a private party, we still don't know these people who are coming if they have the coronavirus or not. We still don't know if they have it or not. They could have been on an elevator or bumped into somebody. They could have just gotten off a plane from New York City. We have no idea, Chris, so get off that fence. She pushed the panic button, and here's another example of how the mayor of New Orleans, Letaxa Cantrell, is showing all of us she is in so far over her head with this job as mayor of New Orleans. It's ridiculous. Pay your taxes, woman! Here on Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock station. Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock station. So I've got a story here about hand sanitizer that has nothing to do with the coronavirus. Woman turns bottle of hand sanitizer into Molotov cocktail, sparked a fire. This happened up in Hartford, Connecticut. A woman got in an argument with her girlfriend. And she got so mad that she grabbed the hand sanitizer from their apartment. And she turned it into a Molotov cocktail, burned down the apartment, injuring some people, and killing one person. Did you know you could do that with hand sanitizer?
I did not know you can do that with hand sanitizer. Well, now it makes sense why they don't let certain amounts on a plane.
That's right. Now, if you're able to find any right now, we don't recommend you using it that way. But 28-year-old Destiny Waite She did that. Hey, hell hath no fury where a woman scorned, even lesbians.
Yeah.
And she ended up burning down the apartment building that she lived in because she was upset with her girlfriend. I didn't know that you could turn hand sanitizer into Molotov cocktails.
Well, I feel better about myself knowing that even women have women problems.
How about that, Coleman? All right, coming up next, the latest on the cancellations around here in New Orleans and some other places. People are not happy about this. As a matter of fact, I can't find anybody, whether it's social media, on our text, who agrees with our mayor canceling the Irish Channel St. Patrick's Day Parade and all of the other St. Patrick's Day festivities this weekend here in New Orleans, except for her own mayor's masquerade ball. What gives there? Here on Bayou 95.7, New Orleans only classic rock station.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock station. Good morning. It's the John Osterlin Morning Show. And here in New Orleans, people are very upset over the fact that our tax cheat of a mayor canceled the Irish Channel St. Patrick's Day Parade on Saturday. No cabbage will be thrown. By the way, and she canceled most of the other events here in New Orleans this coming weekend, the St. Patrick's Day events. Besides the Irish Channel St. Patrick's Day Parade, the Downtown Irish St. Patrick's Day Parade, the Italian-American Parade, the Uptown Super Sunday Mardi Gras Indian event, the Single Men's Social Aid and Pleasure Club, Second Line, and Wednesday at the Square. Those free concerts here in Lafayette Square Park. It's incredible how she canceled them. Billy Nungesser is the lieutenant governor. The lieutenant governor's main job here in Louisiana is tourism. And he was very disappointed when he heard about this. They had meetings yesterday morning, and nobody saw this coming. And then yesterday afternoon, our mayor, who hasn't paid her federal income taxes in 8 out of the last 9 years, and it's been 5 months and she hasn't gotten those two dead bodies off of Canal Street out of that pile of rubble, the partial collapse of the Hard Rock Hotel. Boy, it takes her a long time to pay taxes and get dead bodies out of construction accidents, but it took her no time to cancel big-time traditions here in the city of New Orleans. You know, every year my sister comes down and visits me. She's coming this weekend with her 21-year-old son. And we were going to walk right over to the Irish Channel St. Patrick's Day Parade. She was very excited about someone throwing cabbage at her. That's never happened to her before. But I had to break the news to her last night that there will be no cabbage being thrown at you because our mayor is freaking out because, what, three people are in hospitals here in New Orleans? They may have the coronavirus?
Six, five preemptive, one confirmed. I mean, if you want, I could just get some cabbage from Rouse's, and when she comes down here, we could pelt it when she comes off the plane.
You know, usually when politicians make a decision, even if they're very popular or they're very unpopular, there are usually always some people on the other side of the argument. There's nobody on the other side of this. I've been checking social media. I've been scouring everywhere. We've asked you to text if you agree with what she did. And I can't find one person who agrees with what she did. Look, if you were worried about the coronavirus, either don't go to the Irish Channel St. Patrick's Day parade on Saturday, or if you wanted to go, wear a mask. Bring hand sanitizer. And the way people are panicking around the country, and I blame the media a lot for this, even though I work in the media, I have disdain for so much of the media. But the media, they can very easily send people into panic mode. Why do you think you look across the country and there are some places where you can't find hand sanitizer now? You can't find toilet paper. And how lame of a panicker are you if when you panic, the first thing you go and grab is 100 rolls of toilet paper?
And that's the thing. Most people are getting toilet paper only because other people are getting toilet paper. Yeah. They don't even know why they're getting the toilet paper.
Yeah, you're not a good panicker if when you panic, you go out and you grab as much toilet paper as you could find. There are plenty of other ways to be a better panicker. So anyways, that's where we're at right now. By the way, I'm still going to show my sister and her 21-year-old son, my nephew, a real good time in the city of New Orleans this weekend. The bars are still going to be packed for St. Patrick's Day festivities. And again, she canceled everything except for her mayor's masquerade ball. And that's Saturday night at the Nagin Inn, which is the Hilton downtown, the Hilton House right next to the Superdome. We call it the Nagin Inn because that's the hotel during Hurricane Katrina he was in, barricaded himself in, and lost his mind.
Vagina.
She's having her mayor's masquerade ball there Saturday night, and there's already a protest that's been forming on social media to show up there and say, how dare you cancel everything else but not cancel your own mayor's masquerade ball? And that peaceful protest is going to be Saturday night, 7 p.m., right outside that hotel, the Hyatt, right next to the Superdome, and wear your mask if you want. Pay your taxes, woman! How can I listen to anything she says when it comes to the coronavirus or anything else? When, if you're listening right now, you've had to pay your federal income taxes 8 out of the last 9 years. I've had to pay my federal income tax. Why hasn't she?
Wait, hold up. Before anybody gets any ideas, I have to say it might be a bad visual, a bunch of people showing up with masks for the first African-American mayor to protest.
Well, Slow down. First woman mayor. Ray Nagin was mayor. Mark Morial was mayor. Mark Morial's father, Dutch Morial, was mayor, and I believe he was the first black mayor in the city of New
Orleans. Okay, well, protest, but don't wear the mask. I think it's going to put a bad visual.
Well, look, if you're upset at her canceling all of this stuff, show up there, whether you wear a mask or not, just to let her know you thought like I thought. She pushed the panic button here, and she just showed us another reason why she is so over her head in this job as mayor of the city of New Orleans here on Bayou 95.7, New Orleans only classic rock station. Bayou 95.7, New Orleans only classic rock station. Good morning, John Osterlund here with you. Austin, Texas, a really cool city. And they canceled the South by Southwest Music Festival. And that thing's been going on for a long time. And it's an awesome event. I've been to that before. But the mayor there canceled it because of the coronavirus. That event brought in $350 million to Austin, Texas last year. And so now there's a lot of people in Austin who are absolutely freaking out saying, how could you do this? How could you cancel South by Southwest? All that money is gone now, and over the coronavirus. So after he was taking some heat for that. And by the way, his name is Steven Adler. Just when you thought the most ridiculous person named Steven Adler was the drummer who got kicked out of Guns N' Roses for doing too many drugs. Imagine that, getting kicked out of Guns N' Roses for doing too many drugs. Here's another Steven Adler that might top this. So after he canceled South by Southwest, he just tweeted out and put out on social media yesterday and the day before, he's telling Austin, Texas residents to go into the restaurants, to go into the bars, to go see live music, because he's hearing it from all the businesses that are losing out on lots of money. So then he tells them to go out and go act like life is normal in Austin and go do all of those things. He stopped so many people from coming into town because he's afraid of the coronavirus. But now the mayor of Austin, Texas, is telling the people who live there, oh, go out and have a good time and go to all the places you normally go to. What an idiot! Another person, like our mayor, who pushed the panic button. We have people in charge that are panic-stricken. What a dope. I have more respect for the former drummer of Guns N' Roses named Steven Adler than I do for the mayor of Austin, Texas, Steven Adler. Coming up next on the show, it's the dumbest thing I read all morning. And it's not that, believe it or not. Here on Bayou 95.7, New Orleans only classic rock station. Bayou 95.7, New Orleans only classic rock station. Good morning, John Osterlund here with you. It's time for us to tell you the dumbest thing I read all morning. And in the morning, with so many people freaking out because of the coronavirus, there's been a lot of dumb things we've talked about. Well, listen to this one. Indicted Alabama sheriff fakes coronavirus to delay his trial. Gave it a shot, huh? Attorneys for an Alabama sheriff who's set to go on trial for felony theft charges were slammed by the judge for seeking a delay by claiming their client was hospitalized with possible coronavirus. Limestone County Sheriff Mike Blakely's attorneys made the claim in filing it on Friday, but a rare Saturday hearing showed the claim was false. The circuit judge there criticized the defense for making claims that could cause a public panic. Well, we've seen some memes going around the internet of drivers who were pulled over by police officers who put masks on and then have a little sign that says, I have coronavirus. Yeah. I mean, they're giving it a shot. They're taking a shot.
I think the dumbest thing about that story is they're trying to do court business on a Saturday. Like, dude, take the weekend off.
Yeah. Well, anyways, you could put this on the list of ridiculousness when it comes to people and the coronavirus and people panicking with coronavirus. The indicted Alabama sheriff who faked coronavirus to delay his trial. That's the dumbest thing I read all morning. Here on Bayou 95.7, New Orleans only classic rock station. Bayou 95.7, New Orleans only classic rock station. What did we learn on the show this morning?
I learned something today.
Well, we learned about a New Orleans landlord who only rents to skinny, white, younger women. And now a judge has ruled that he can't have any contact with the people he's renting his apartments to. We also learned that the mayor of Austin, Texas is an idiot, too, much like ours. And on our segment, West Bank Wednesday, we learned about the guy who lived on the West Bank, worked in the jail on the West Bank in Gretna. He lost his job after only 2.5 months because he did sex with another male prisoner.
I learned that you can make a Molotov cocktail with hand sanitizer.
You could do that, too. So we did learn a lot on the show today.
I learned something today.
Can't believe that guy, that jail guard on the West Bank, blew his job like that.
That guy really sucked at his job. We need better employees.
What a way to blow it. Hey, it's our commercial free ride here on Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock station.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.